WWIB, as we get rolling for a Friday morning, it is 5:45 on the nose, 33 degrees. Wind's pretty strong out of the west-southwest at about 15 to 20. 12 degrees is the wind chill, so be glad that it's 33. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some sad news greeting us yesterday. Bob Uecker, 10 days shy of his 91st birthday, passing away. Small cell lung cancer, his family said he'd been battling for a couple of years. So.
Sure. Most famous for playing in the show Mr. Belvedere, I think. The and movie. Also something with baseball.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting, different perspectives. I mean, he was a Brewers broadcaster for 54
right.
years. 100 appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a funny guy. Yeah.
And so good on his comedic timing and improvisation,
yep.
and just had the natural skills, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine as somebody who did like color work with sports, that was somebody who was an inspiration, I would think.
Yeah, you know, he could do both. I mean, he could do baseball straight, and he was a great play-by-play broadcaster.
Sure.
And his iconic calls, and we shared so many in our sports in terms of get up, get out of here, gone. And I heard yesterday his explanation that he's like, you know, he knew what it was as a player. And he said that's what players would say. You know, when they see the ball, they're like, get up, get out of here, gone. And so he brought that.
Sure.
And, yeah, just so many different partners. Back in the early days, Merle Harmon was his, you know, cohort there. But so many others through the years. So, and,
yep.
But I heard Bob Costas say yesterday that he could, you know, Uecker could do the play-by-play, but then he could fit in as a color guy as he was with ABC or NBC.
Yep.
And their sports as well, so.
Yeah, commercials, television show, I mean, all sorts of different things he did over his career. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, you know, one of the things is Romans 7, we think about Romans 7, it's just like, boy, I do what I don't want to do, and I don't do what I want to do.
Yep.
And so, and one of those things struck me because I don't know, yesterday, Caleb is the one who told me that Uecker had passed. It was shortly after 9 o'clock yesterday morning. And I don't know, my instant reaction, like, I wanted to hug him, but
sure.
then I held back on that. And I don't know, that it just made me think there's something else that happened last night where some of the stuff we do, you kind of look back and say, why did I do that or why didn't I do that, you know?
Yeah, I think there's these, like, right, internal unspoken judgments that we have about not only what is expected of us, but what other people might think.
And, yeah.
That definitely affects how we show up in the world.
Yeah, and that's so important. I think if there's something I'd love to hear the church talk more about that I don't hear a lot in the church community is, how is it between you and you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think that we talk, and that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I shared a thing this morning. You probably haven't seen it yet on my Facebook page from Mark Nepo, and it kind of deals with this. Am I showing up authentically in the world?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it'll make people uncomfortable. But, you know, are we being that kind of internal reconciliation? You know, as you said, you and you.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's part of becoming our authentic selves, and even though it's challenging at times to do so.
And that's where, you know, on the heels of somebody's death, you think about their life, but then you think about your life, you know.
Right, for sure. Yeah, that definitely think about where we've been, where we're headed, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to dive in. We're going to ask you to read 8 verses today, Acts 10, 36 through 43. So give it a
All
shot
right.
here.
Sure. That says, this is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after John began preaching his message of baptism, and you know that God anointed Jesus over Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name.
All right, that's a mouthful.
That's a long section.
Yep. That is a long section. And again, we did that because the kind of the way you break it up, letters to the beloved, you break it up in those. But give us just kind of a closing thought heading into the weekend.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just a great summary statement, right? I mean, it's Peter's bringing this powerful just statement about, you know, here's where peace resides. And, you know, we've been given this message. Here's why it matters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be able to do that in, you know, this few minutes and, you know, certainly would have perked the ears up of people who were listening.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Have a great day. We'll hopefully talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Meanwhile, Governor Evers, one of many Wisconsinites, mourning the loss of Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker. People across the state and the nation sharing appreciation for the actor and longtime Brewers broadcaster with his passing yesterday, 10 days shy of his 91st birthday. This was Uecker going into the Baseball Hall of Fame as a broadcaster.
Of all the things that I've done, this has always been number one, baseball. The commercials, the films, the television series. I could never wait for everything to get over to get back to baseball. I still, and this is not sour grapes by any means, still think I should have gone in as a player.
Uecker had a .200 lifetime average, played 6 years, did win a World Series with St. Louis in 1964.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
Huh. And the loss of a Wisconsin legend, and they're calling him a national treasure, Bob Uecker, 10 days shy of his 91st birthday, passing yesterday. He had small cell lung cancer. Apparently, he'd been battling since early 2023, Caleb.
Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
To so many. And so, again, you hear us talk about sports not nearly as much as we would like to, because we love sports, but I think this transcends just sports. Bob Uecker, again, transcends Wisconsin as well, too. He's an icon in radio, in athletics and sports, in Wisconsin lore as well, too. But I think, as we wanted to take just a couple minutes to remember Bob here on the Whip Wake Up Show, I think what Bob accomplishes, what I hope to accomplish in radio as well, too, is he felt like a friend, even though I never met him. It felt like, to me, he was a very grandfatherly type of person because he reminds me a lot of my grandpa, again, very similar in age, and just beloved by everyone, a wonderful storyteller, and just when he spoke, you listened. You wanted to stop what you're doing and listen, and he just invited you in.
Well, his self-deprecating humor, too, right? I mean, he used that six-year career and the .200 batting average. You heard it in the clip we had a few minutes ago in the news. Say, I should have gone in. And he had the deadpan expression, which was so, so great. I mean, 100 appearances on The Tonight Show with Carson. Are you kidding me?
This is the thing that again, I think you have maybe solely in the radio industry that I don't know that you have in other forms of media where it just... You can never see someone's face. And of course, with Bob, we did. Sometimes with us, maybe you know what we look like, or maybe you don't. Then you're disappointed when you actually meet us for the first time.
Based with radio,
but
right?
It's just this beautiful thing that we call radio, where it's we have this connection. And with Bob, you invited him into your home, into your car, into your backyard, on the deck, whatever it was, so many times. And one of the things that sticks out to me, and I do not remember what season it was. I don't remember who the Brewers were playing. I don't even remember all the details of the story. But I remember Bob was telling a story about pigeons in the middle of a baseball game, which probably means the Brewers weren't doing real well.
Yeah, right.
But he went on for like 3 innings about pigeons. And again, doing his reads for using her sausage and all these things in between. But he was such a master storyteller. He'd keep coming back to this thing about pigeons. And I was riveted. The man was talking about pigeons.
Yeah.
But it's just, that was how he could just hold an audience enthralled because he was a master of storytelling. And it's just one of the things that I hope to be in radio as well, too, where it's when you speak, people listen not because you're so great, but because you know how to communicate things that matter.
Hmm. Yeah. I heard so many of the tributes yesterday. Jeff Levering, who will continue on with Brewers radio and TV broadcasts, has been with Uke for so many years. And I heard Uecker himself talking about that classic, iconic home run call. And Caleb, you've played it in our sports so many times. Get up, get out of here, gone. And, of course, as a player, and he just loved the game so much, he's like, that's what the players are saying in the dugout. He said they're seeing the ball, and they're saying, get up, get out of here, gone. So you got that perspective, that take with the humor, with the likability, with the fun. And as so many say, apparently he gave just so much money to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and had a heart of gold.
And when you see, again, the way the players respond, when this is a man who, again, was 90 years old, and you see, again, so many baseball players, what, in their mid to late 20s, early 30s. I mean, decades and decades and decades of separation and age between this man and them, but just so, so beloved by these players. And you know, finding out yesterday that a lot of the players at the end of that season when they lost to the Mets, they found out about Bob's declining health and knew that that might have been it.
Uh-huh.
And the tears in that locker room, not because they lost so much, but because they wanted it for Bob.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of relationship. Man, he meant a lot.
Yeah. No, he was fantastic. And the tributes from Christian Yelich and beautiful, beautiful friendship and relationship. And it'll be a challenge carrying on, but certainly his memory will live on in the hearts and minds of the players and the team.
It's 11 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Right around this time, it's our tradition on the WIB Wake Up Show on Friday mornings to get you caught up on things you might have missed. In news and sports and politics and pop culture, we bring it to you in a little condensed, bite-sized, frosted mini-wheat fashion. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
A thief in Brazil had to run for his life after he tried to rob an academy full of jiu-jitsu students.
Yeah, kids who want to grow up to become thieves don't realize just how important it is to stay in school and learn how to read.
Keep learning, kids.
Another study found mothers can reduce the likelihood of their children developing a peanut allergy if they eat peanut products while breastfeeding.
Could they get any better than that? Having medical permission to eat Reese's?
Right?
It's down to 8 teams in the NFL playoffs.
After this weekend, players from 4 teams will move on toward the Super Bowl. Players from 4 other teams will go home brokenhearted and richer than 99% of the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Over 5,000 USPS mail carriers are attacked by dogs each year.
Guess that's one way to handle junk mail.
Ouch.
Marine biologists said that there is evidence that whales were not always so huge.
Yeah, you should see a picture of them in high school. In Germany, an 82-year-old man was convicted of dealing drugs.
It's not exactly what they meant when they told him to stay active in his old age.
Yep.
And finally, a study says watching TV shortens your life.
The Surgeon General has now declared that each episode of The View must come with a prominent warning label. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, as promised, a OneFest artist announcement. So we know Jordan Feliz is coming. Katie Nicole is coming. We know the headliners Friday night, We the Kingdom. Torrin Wells returning Saturday night to be the headliner. What is being added to the lineup? Of course, many more artists still to be announced, but we have another artist right here, right now, coming to OneFest 2025. It is Danny Gokey. It's like the brightest sunrise. Yes, Danny Gokey making a return. Wisconsin's own Danny Gokey coming to OneFest 2025. Of course, he was a headliner at OneFest before, and now Danny coming back, added to the lineup, the fifth artist that's been named so far to OneFest 2025. So you have We the Kingdom, Torrin Wells, Katie Nicole, Jordan Feliz, and now Danny Gokey with even more artists coming up. OneFest 2025, August 1st through the 3rd at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kadot. Such a great new venue for OneFest last year, and looking forward to the biggest OneFest ever this year. Get your tickets. We've got it linked up for you at WWIB.com or 1-Fest.com. That's 1-Fest.com. Tickets do go up February 9th, so you don't have a real long time, so don't wait around. Get your groups together, your family, your friends, and come join us. Yes, Danny Gokey. And this is a song when he was at OneFest last time that I just loved hearing live. Just fell in love with this tune. So thought we'd play it again. Danny Gokey. It's called Agradecito.
It is time for the best of the week here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We encapsulate what's gone down the last Monday through Friday, largely Monday through Thursday, now that I think of it, in less than 3 minutes. Here we go.
I got a notification on my phone this morning that I've been less active over the last several days. And I was like, I had a cold and now it's cold outside. Leave me alone.
Yeah, right.
Why did the mushroom make the most friends in the refrigerator?
Why?
Because he's a fun guy.
All right. Number today is $270 million. That's the estimated cost in millions to build Mark Zuckerberg's underground doomsday bunker in Hawaii. Well, his watch is $900,000. I said that to my wife. She was like, what?
Twinkies. You're saying, that sounds pretty good. I'd eat some Twinkies. Could you eat 121?
No.
Or I guess 122 to break the record?
Not good for you.
Good gracious.
Today's number is 39. That's the number of ingredients in a Twinkie. Oh, and I bet they're all good for you.
There are about 600 of these across the United States. There are about 600 of these across the country. What is it?
Hey, this is Debbie from Thorpe.
You got Debbie the answer, Debbie?
What do you think?
I'm going to go with Wayside.
Wayside, that's been guessed.
Yeah. You want a bonus guess?
Oh, son of a gun.
Yeah. You have a bonus guess?
Post office.
Post office.
Post office.
Is it all post right. office?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
Mark from Chippewa Falls. What do you think?
I'm going to guess video rental stores.
You're going to guess video rental stores.
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
Because it's like impossible to find them.
Uh-huh.
Even Redbox is gone now.
Yeah, right. Getting rid of those as well, too. Is it video rental stores? Only 600 of them left across the United States?
You're absolutely correct. You're going to Culver's, Mark.
Winner, yes, about 600 of these across the United States. There used to be about 28,000 of them, and now only about 600 left.
I always think of Vicky's grandma, because Vicky's grandma, when we were pregnant with Ryan, we had stopped and saw her for some reason, and she said, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. She goes, talk to them about the little things, and they will always talk to you about the big things. And I just thought, what a great piece of advice, because, yeah, we learned that that actually did work, that all the little things, and when they were little, that they wanted to share with you, just to spend time and listen to those. And, you know, as they got older, when tough stuff came up, yeah, they were willing to come and talk to you.
A recent survey found that nearly half the population believes holiday decorations can and, in fact, should stay up all year round. Wow.
I love that. Also, I think I mentioned this before. I waited and waited to take down Christmas lights on my house, you know, some of the harder to get to ones last year. And I ended up leaving the icicle lights on all year round. And it was so much more pleasant this year to just, you know, kind of put a few other strings of lights up, but it just didn't take as long. I really liked it. If my wife will let me, I would really like to do that again this year.
The best of the week on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks for sticking with us throughout the week.